Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Just enjoying the off season. How are you doing, bro?
Hey, I'm doing well. I can't complain. You know, I'm just sitting here watching the Boston Celtics downfall. So it's just every day is a holiday.
Yeah. So much for we're playing the favorites to win the East in the first round. Now becomes the team that we beat in the play-in.
I know, man. And we will definitely cover that and more. But first, we have breaking news. The Atlanta Hawks have announced their first preseason game for next year, October 14th, against the New Orleans Pelicans at College Park. And if you remember last year, the first preseason game we found out about, preseason game we found out about that was going to be played at home domestically, not in Abu Dhabi, was against New Orleans Pelicans. So they're running it back, only this time instead of playing in Alabama, they're playing in College Park. What are your thoughts about this preseason game, the destination, the location, all that?
Little shorter travel, I'd say, but, you know, cool. Sure. Why not?
Yeah. Do you think Zion plays?
God, no.
Hell no. Absolutely not.
Dude, how are you, like, I don't know what is going to be the future of him there. Good God, man. What an awful situation.
Yeah, I know. So he just went down with, like, a hamstring injury. He lit up the league for the first half of the season. Went down with a hamstring injury, said, we'll see you back here in 2 weeks, and that was it.
When he's healthy, undeniable talent. When he's not, which is most of the time, it's just, it's tough, man. I don't know how you're going to, they already paid him. They're already building around him. Like, I don't know what they're going
to
do.
Yeah, and it really isn't going to help me try to flip my preseason tickets either. I don't know how many people are going to be trying to buy those preseason game tickets. But we'll see. Crazier things have happened. Also, a little bit of breaking news. You sent me right before we started recording the pod. Atlanta is closing in on the addition of Igor Kokoskov. I apologize if I mispronounce that. To Quinn Snyder's coaching staff, league sources say. He worked under Snyder in Utah before coming to the Phoenix Suns for their head coaching position. He worked in Brooklyn and Dallas the past two seasons. I think it's another very solid hire by Atlanta and Snyder. Tell me your initial thought. You're the one who brought this to me.
Yeah, welcome to town, Coach Igor. I'm down. Yeah. Serbian guy, so I'm sure him and Bogey have good history. He also coached for the Kings, so I'm sure that Bogey's familiar with him. It's great to get a little familiarity. And, yeah, man, it seems like you got a great resume, and that's all you can really go off of. So I'm down. Let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. He keeps rounding out a really solid coaching staff, no doubt. Not only have we upgraded at the head coaching position, but down the bench, down, you know, the entire coaching staff. So that's exciting.
Yeah, I know everyone kind of fell in love with Prunty there halfway through, you know, that second half of the season. And I get it, man. He really stepped in and definitely helped bridge the gap a little bit. But Quinn's just going to get his guys in. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, exactly. That's the name of the business. And I'd say most of the Hawks, if not all of their assistant coaches that got let go, we'll see them on opposing teams' benches.
Maybe not Jamel.
You don't think so?
No, I'm just kidding. He's probably going to find a spot. Yeah, I'm just
saying. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's going to find somewhere.
We're Team Trey over here, man. We got to just defend him when we can. We'll take some shots.
That's exactly right. But yeah, he's for sure going to be somewhere. And you hint on Coach Igor, his ties to Serbia. We saw Bogey. Dressed out in Team Serbia threads, looking good, looking healthy. And if you remember this time last year, he had just undergone a major knee surgery and was spent all summer recovering, summer and fall. And I remember a media day, he was just not himself. He was just miserable because he wasn't playing. And that's just not Bogey. He's usually just super happy, effervescent sort of personality. And You see, see him this summer. He's going to be playing for Serbia, Team Serbia later. So good to see him thriving, and really happy to see that he's healthy, and a full healthy offseason is going to be so good for him coming into next year.
Yeah, I'm sure he is so pumped too on a personal level, just to, you know, be able to go over there. And I'm sure he knows all these guys so well. They've been teammates a while, and I was reading up on a shout out to basketnews.com. They apparently Serbia's last year made it on like a last second get into the World Cup, and now they're in, and now they get to add Bogey. So, you know, maybe they got a little momentum going for them as a national team.
Yeah, that's super dope. Glad to see that. And that's what I love about these national teams, especially for some of the other countries. Like, maybe America's maybe not the best example by any stretch of the imagination, but some of these guys, they've been playing together since they were like 12.
Yeah,
and
totally.
They just totally click, and they know each other's, you know, ins and outs. So that's cool. And then, as someone pointed out, you got to look at footwear on Bogey's feet. My man was wearing the Adidas Trey Unlimited. For those who don't know, recently
put us on, shoot. Put us on, Pat.
Yeah. So let me cook real quick. So it's Trey's budget model. So basically, Adidas and like other brands, they'll come out with a budget-friendly model that's like takedown model from the signature line. Bogey didn't wear the Adidas Trey Young 2. Like most of us, I don't think he was really feeling those, but he's back in the Trey line, so that's cool. Which leads into our next topic. Trey's third signature shoe leaked online, and did you get a chance to look at these?
I did not really, to be honest with you. I might have missed them.
You might have missed, bro. You gotta turn on notifications for my Twitter feed.
I know, right? I know.
All right, so you look it up. You look it up.
I blame Elon.
Yeah, exactly. That's fair. And so, yeah, so Trey, third signature Adidas sneaker coming out next fall. It's looking like actually September, so late summer. And another bold departure from the previous model. These look like, to me, like low cut space boots. Like they look like if you're like, all right, I'm going to go play basketball against the Toon Squad on the moon. Like these are the shoes I'm wearing.
I don't know, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not much of a shoe guy. I wear New Balances every day. So I don't think that I need to really give my opinion on the shoe.
Okay.
I will defer to Trae Young and say, I love the man. I will support any shoe he puts out. I would wear them if he sent them to me.
Another banger. That's why I love to see it. I think we got all the serious stuff out of the way. Now we can have some fun as always. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with this second half of the show.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamjack.com.
We've got to say goodbye to an Atlanta Hawks legend, a true icon, an important part of the city has retired. We are talking about none other than Carmelo Anthony. He has announced his NBA retirement on Twitter earlier this morning. And of course, Hawks Twitter, everybody was quick to have some fun. Carmelo spent, less than a day with the Hawks?
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, what was it, like 2015, 2016? So several years.
I think it's when we dumped Schroeder off, right?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, so thoughts on Carmelo's career.
You think he'll go into the Hall of Fame as a Hawk?
No, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But definitely first ballot Hall of Fame.
Yeah, sure. Beast, man. All my friends who are Knicks fans, you know, he's their favorite player of all time. And, you know, all his time for the Nuggets as well. And, you know, redefining his career as a role player. You know, I think most people would have said that he probably could have and should have spent a couple more years at the end of his career still in the league. Definitely had a little bit of gas left in the tank, but yeah, man, a great player, no doubt Hall of Famer, and good to see a Hawks legend, go out on his own terms.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Do you so you associated more with the Knicks than the Nuggets, is that correct?
I would say Nuggets. I just in particular have a lot of friends from New York, and he's their favorite player. Like he for just sure. is.
So yeah, for me, definitely Denver Nuggets. That's who I associate Carmelo with. He pushed Kobe Bryant and the Lakers really to the hilt in some of those Western Conference playoffs, Western Conference Finals matchups. Mm-hmm. Kobe nicknamed him the Bear just because he's just this giant dude just leaning on you. And he's just so physical, so athletic. And that's the Carmelo Anthony I'm going to remember. Not sure. So much coming off the bench, that sort of, bouncing around, playing for the Portland Trail Blazers, that sort of thing. So, yeah, and definitely showed a lot of personal growth, because I don't think he was always super mature when he came in the league, to put it lightly, and was a little bit self-centered at times. But obviously, like all stars, like that's the way it is. Like when you come in your early 20s, you're basically a child star. And so, like everybody, he showed some, real growth, real maturity over the years, and now has just universal respect from all corners of the basketball
world.
He
can do whatever he wants. He can do whatever he wants in retirement.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he's got a kid coming up who's going to be playing soon. And so that's going to be exciting. And salute to Carmelo Anthony. And with one Hawk legend gone, now we're getting ready for the onboarding of another Hawks legend, Jaylen Brown, for sure, coming to Atlanta, because Boston is down 0-3 to the Miami Heat. Jaylen Brown watch begins today. It's a matter of time. Tell me, what is the likelihood of Jaylen Brown coming to Atlanta?
So let's live in a hypothetical world here for a second.
Okay.
One, does he come in off a trade, or is this all saying that we're waiting out this next season and this would be the season after?
So, I'm thinking it's going to have to be a trade, because he's going to be all NBA. So he's going to be getting his payday. Okay. And that's going to make it challenging. I'm not going to lie, but I'm not going to give up on this hope. So I'm thinking he signs. He's going to get like his big payday. Then he's going to force his way out, depending on whatever Boston does or doesn't do. So just because he's going to get this major payday, don't let that discourage you, Hawks fans. If you're within the sound of your voice, it's still going to happen.
Yeah, because even if he wants to leave, it's not like he doesn't want to sign that dotted line that says, hey, I'm going to make this much money for the next, 4 or 5 years, whatever. If it has to be a trade, who are we giving up, and how are we, how is he fitting into this offense? Obviously, we don't need to even say this, but Trey staying on the team. So who would we be trading? DeJounte at that point? Would we be, just only trading?
I think it would have to be DeJounte at that point, because DeJounte is going to be getting his payday soon in the following, about a year from now. So, and he's our best available trade piece.
Yeah.
And, it frees up a spot on the wing. So, I'm afraid DeJounte, he would have to be packaged as part of that.
It'd be a business move right there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but that's the sort of shrewd businessman, front office aficionados we are. That's how we wheel and deal in Atlanta. So, don't let the all-NBA team looming contract engine, don't let that throw you off. He's coming to Atlanta. Mark it down.
Cool. I'm down.
All right, cool. So sticking on the downfall of the Boston Celtics, it's looking like Southeastern Division rival Miami Heat. I mean, it looks like they're in the NBA Finals. They're up 3-0. Denver Nuggets are up 3-0. How are we feeling about that potential Finals matchup?
So we just to touch on the Nuggets and the Lakers.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's shocking the Nuggets are up 3-0. I think just the fact Jamal Murray's playing so well, Jokic can just be like, okay, I'll have an off game and we'll still win. So I think that's really the reason they've, taken that lead. Flip into the East. I am still in shock, man, that the Heat, it is insane to think about. We knocked the crap out of the Heat at home in the play-in. We were winning the whole game. And then, more or less, and these guys just go on a run and they're about to go to the freaking finals after losing the play-in. Like, that is insane to even think about.
Yeah, not only did the Atlanta Hawks dominate them, but they almost lost to the Chicago Bulls a couple nights later. Like, if not for a late fourth quarter run, then it's the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, they were
Bulls
down with, 4 minutes left or something like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and then Jimmy Butler is like, oh, it's
Oh,
April.
yeah.
Time to do my thing.
Yeah.
And what I love about Jimmy Butler is he's just a walking meme. Like he spawns and creates more memes than any other current NBA player other than LeBron, I would say. Yeah, I mean, it's just everything. He's just so charismatic. He's so personable, and he's a troll at the same time.
Yeah.
And I love it. Last night he was like calling the timeout for the Boston Celtics. So he really is the perfect troll because he
Jimmy
can back it
Jordan.
up. Yeah, and he's Michael Jordan's son too.
Yeah.
So like,
Do we need to
that's
dive
what
into
the
that, or has
internet.
that been already covered on the internet enough?
Yeah, so that's what the internet crazies say. I'm not buying that one. I've heard Kwame Brown was Michael Jordan's son. I don't know. I
Yeah.
think Michael Jordan's sons or Michael Jordan's sons, and not Jimmy or Kwame.
Fair enough.
But he's playing like
Yeah.
MJ's son.
Totally. He looks like it out there. It
Yeah.
is hard. It's hard to wrap your head around it, man. This will be obviously the first time that a play-in team has made the finals. So that'll be good for the play-in. Since we're the kings of the play-in tournament, it'll good be for us to, have that on our shoulder. Like, yeah, you can be in the play-in and make it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should raise a banner.
Oh, yeah.
If Miami wins the NBA Finals, it should say 22-23 play-in tournament champions, parentheses, defeated future NBA champions, Miami Heat. Is that I think why not
Yeah,
raise a banner? I think it'd be cool.
sure.
No, publicity is bad publicity.
Yeah, sure. First time the Heat come into town this year, I'm down. Yeah, screw them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think hand out some rings or something. They don't have to be big, but they do need to
Some ring
be.
pops, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. They need to be something. So I say let's lean heavily into it. Atlanta wants to boost its national standing. It wants to juice the ticket office. Bro, I'm laying out the playbook for Atlanta right now.
Hey, maybe you should hire you, and you can just run the team with our buddy Fields.
Landry is definitely my boy. Everybody else in the organization, I don't know if I'm that popular. To be honest
You and
with you,
Nikki Wrestler,
bro.
bro, best friends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and he probably is even super aware of who I am. I think there are people who very much know who I am and very much don't rock with me
Yeah.
like at all. Persona non
They're like,
grata.
oh, you're that Twitter meme guy. Yeah, we don't want you around here.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Anywho, congrats to the Miami Heat. I'm gonna go ahead and say they've won the Eastern Conference Finals, raise the banner. And so we're gonna finish out on a light note, Jump Shot Live. I want to hear your instant reactions on what's coming.
So, I produce the golf show for 680, and I'm a
Yeah.
big golfer too, and I was very intrigued when I saw this new basketball concept to Topgolf being underway. So, first, Pat, I want to hear your thoughts.
It's
Sorry.
going to be a it's going to be a disaster.
Yeah, because the thing about golf that makes it work so well is that it's so casual, and you can take one little swing and be like, all right, I'm gonna sit down and drink. Basketball, people are so into it, and so like, I don't understand how you're gonna take 10 jumpers and be like, all right, let me have beer now. Like, how's that gonna work at all?
Yeah, that's it. Like golf is a perfect sport to age into. Like your athleticism leaves you by your early
Yeah.
20s, and so does your flexibility and your tendon strength and everything. And golf makes perfect sense. Let me take a couple
Yeah.
swings. Like I'm gonna joke around. I'm gonna whiff a few times. We're all gonna have a good time. Bro, basketball, it's one of those sports that's going to like get your competitive juices flowing. Your mind says yes, your body says no. At the very least, people are going to be vomiting all over the place. At the most, people are going to be popping Achilles tendons and tearing
Yeah.
ACLs left and right just because, first of all, like I ask this to our listeners. Think about when was the last time you changed directions quickly or sprinted and stopped, accelerated, decelerated? Nobody does that in adulthood. And then secondly, just nobody, not only are we not in good shape, we're not stretched out, all of our muscles are tired. Like they're going to have so many
Yeah. Just
waivers tomorrow. And like,
have physical therapy people just standing there by the base, like, all right, you need a stretch? All right, yeah, get over here. Icy hot.
that's exactly right. I think if this Jump Shot Live takes off, I think we're looking at a pandemic of torn ACLs and Achilles tendon. Millennials are going to be going out left and right.
Yeah, I could see the headline now. NBA Live jump shot opens,
Yeah.
and eight people end up hospitalized due to blowing out whatever Achilles tendon. Like, God dang, man. Like, I don't know how that. I don't understand. So the people who are backing it too are the Topgolf people. Like, the dude founding it is the CEO of Topgolf. So they're investing into this thing heavy. Like, that's They're going all in on this. So I just don't understand how this is like. There's, I haven't thought about it specifically sport by sport, but I am sure there is other sports that would make more sense than basketball.
Yeah, like, you know, you have like those batting cages at the, you know, what, like Goonie Golf or whatever the putt places. Like, I guess that kind of makes sense. Axe throwing even makes more sense than this.
Yeah.
This is just has injuries like written all over it. Unless maybe it's like where you can only shoot, you can take stationary jump shots. You can't drip. I couldn't imagine.
But
that
would be boring because you don't want it to be boring either. It's a balance of that both. So I don't. And you know, there's going to be people just walking down, like going over to the bay. Oh, that dude's trash. And then you know, oh, what'd you say?
Oh, yeah.
And then just one on one just ensues, and then someone breaks an ankle. Like, there's just a million ways to break your ankles in this. In Top Golf, I don't know how you could possibly, unless you're just drunk and, you know, tripped over something.
Worst case scenario, Top Golf, you're going to pull a back muscle. Worst case scenario, Jump Shot Live, you're going to look ridiculous in front of your girl. Like, you're going to be like, I used to play.
Do not take your girl to Jump Shot Live, whatever you do.
No, definitely not. Because you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I used to play in high school, blah, blah, blah. I played intramurals in college, that sort of thing. Like, that's all respectable. Yeah. But then you're going to go, and you're going to go 2 of 10 from the field. You'll be walking back with, like, a torn meniscus.
Yep.
I'm just telling y'all, like, take it from Pat. Don't do it.
Yeah, so we'll see. You know, they haven't chosen a development city or site yet, so we shall see. But the blueprints and plans are out there, so who knows?
We'll see. Everybody, if you're within the sound of my voice, stay stretched out, stay limber if you're going to do this, because otherwise you're going to be getting injured.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been episode number 14 of Hawk Talk. I'm Pat Benson. That's Cole Madden. Thanks to everybody who's been listening. We'll be back next Monday with another new episode, new updates from the Atlanta Hawks, the basketball world. We love you. We'll talk to you soon.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.